Hello, welcome to All In the Podcast. We talk all night, all night, all night. I'm here with my co-host Gil.
Hi.
Yo. It's April Fool's. We're recording this, so. Yeah. But nothing on this podcast is ever a lie.
Or at least most of it.
Yeah, most of it. Well, not the topic, so, because the topics are, yeah, the topics are just another level. Okay, so right off the bat, right? So, hold on, okay. There we go. So, the first topic, right, is, the time when Soulja Boy decided to go off on Randy Orton. Have you seen that?
Oh, isn't it like when he was playing GTA?
Yeah.
That was like weeks ago.
I know, we haven't made a podcast episode.
I'm just going through the stuff you sent me, and I found two stuff.
I went all the way up until like we did the last episode. Which was around like March 11th. It was around there. Yeah. But here's the video that you might remember.
What's this? Oh, fuck off. Yeah, I'm not gonna. While they're looking at that.
Yeah. I keep reminding him of that. I don't want to say the actual thing, but.
Why not?
That's just going to sound gay on my part.
But, I mean, our viewers don't know what we're talking about, so. Would you care to explain?
It's an anime girl saying how she wants her stepbrother to fuck her and stuff. I forgot. I haven't watched it, but anyway. Here's just another topic, right? The legs. Okay, the girl who coughs on the Uber driver is facing 20 years in prison.
Oh, I heard. That's a W.
That is a W. A mega dub. You're an asshole. You deserve that.
Yeah. And her friends, too.
Yeah, because they were encouraging it. And also, like, on Twitter, right? Like, she said, like, she's not apologetic for anything. Because she's a bad bitch or something like that. I don't know. I forgot.
It's just cringe. And
just dumb. You're not a bad bitch. You're just bad at socializing. It's really funny, too. Just the irony.
Mm-hmm.
She thought she did something, but no. Oh, that's funny, though. The next one is, what's it called? Yeah. North Korea trending after threatening the U.S. North Korea breaks silence to warn the U.S. if it wants to sleep in peace for the coming 4 years, it had better refrain from causing a stink at its first step.
When was that again?
I don't know. It says March 17th, the same day I sent you the tweet. Like 2 weeks ago, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know either, but it's still really funny. This one's also pretty very funny. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier star Anthony Mackie requested a Black Widow love story several times. I feel like that's what's it called? I don't know how to say it.
What?
like an excuse to make out with another actress.
Oh yeah.
Because the love story is just he's desperate for it. So
hold up.
Give the man the storyline. I don't know. I don't remember either. But hold on, it's. I remember reading a fucking post that said what's it called? That you can't scream in what's it called in California's roller coasters.
Oh yeah. What do you think about that?
I think that's just pure retarded.
I mean, I don't know. Like, because for me, when you go on a roller coaster, like, do you scream or is it like you're just there, like you don't like scream or anything?
You know? Isn't that the point of roller coasters? Just to feel off the road?
Yeah, because like I don't scream or anything. I'm just like there, just enjoying the ride.
Sleeping.
Yeah. All of that.
Yeah, but screaming on roller coasters, it just seems like I don't know. I feel like that's impossible for the people.
I don't see how that can be impossible. Like, just don't open your mouth or anything. Uh-huh. It's that simple.
Well, probably, but I don't know. I don't know the logistics of it, but you can't be biologically born a woman. Look.
You're acting like I can look at that.
Yeah. Off rock, I forgot. Right. I'll scratch that then.
Hold up.
Oh yeah. Remember that time where we thought that Quavo let's go. Sent Repo Man to a Weedy's house to take back the Bentley.
Yeah.
That was
unfortunately it was false.
Yeah, unfortunately it was false. I've been waiting for this to talk about this on the podcast. A Florida mom shows up to daughter's school wearing boxing gloves. A fights child gets arrested.
I mean, if her daughter was or child was getting bullied, then and she innocent.
I know, but the fact she came in with a fucking boxing gloves.
I mean, she.
Some Looney Tunes type shit.
Yeah.
Jacksonville mother is charged with child abuse after fight with another student on the campus of DuPont Middle School last week. A Jacksonville police arrest report states Edith Riddle, 34, was arrested by DuPont School Board Police on Thursday. The report states a school safety officer heard a teacher's frantic announcement over the school radio that there was a fight occurring outside the cafeteria at 12:14 p.m. According to the report, when the officer arrived at the fight location, he found Riddle and had been involved in a physical fight with the victim, report states. So they started fighting in the fucking cafeteria.
The comments are just like, free her.
No way. Yeah. It's so funny to, like, just look at, like, The fact that, like, somebody came with fucking boxing gloves. I can't get over the fucking boxing gloves. I don't know why.
I mean, at least he was ready to throw proper punches.
He was ready to throw hands.
Yeah.
That's still funny, though.
I wonder who won.
I'm going to die if the middle schooler won. They arrest her while she's on the ground unconscious.
Imagine.
First of all, that'd be embarrassing for her.
Oh, imagine. And then I feel bad for her child after that.
She's gonna get bullied even more because that's not, like, at that point, like, if that would have happened, she would have said, like, or he or she would have said, like, what's it called? I whooped your mom's ass.
That's sad.
Exactly. But I really want to know who won, though.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah, it doesn't say like who won or anything. Like, oh man, that'll be really funny if she lost though.
And embarrassing.
Yeah, especially for the student. Because first of all, you have to bear with your mom breaking into the fucking school to beat up your bully, and second of all, she lost.
My question is, how did she even get into school without the teachers or, like, the, like, security even noticing her?
I don't know. Just, I guess that is a good question. Like, how the fuck did she end up there? Because security or, like, some staff might have just interfered and told her to get out. Didn't she, like, have it?
Yeah. Especially if someone just has, like, walks into school with boxing gloves on.
Exactly. How does this happen?
Like, is that not suspicious? Like, is there no one monitoring the cameras or anything?
It's definitely not suspicious. Like, really, a boxing glove to the middle school, huh? They really let her in. Or she might have broken in too.
Yeah, but how?
I don't know. She probably just climbed over the fence. I don't know.
But it's... Wait, hold up. Didn't it happen in the cafeteria?
Hold up. School radio.
Oh, no, outside.
Outside the cafeteria. Okay, yeah.
But outside the cafeteria could also be, like, in the hallways.
All right. Depends on where the cafeteria is.
Yeah.
Even though, like, why do they have a cafeteria, like, right next to the public space?
Exactly.
That just makes no sense. Isn't that just a, like, a fucking, what's it called?
Safety hazard.
Yeah. No. That's why it's not a good idea. It's just not.
Still, I think she deserves to be free.
Yeah. I mean, she did. She did whoop some ass. Or I think she did.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah. Just hopefully. We're also, another topic. Virginia became the 23rd state to abolish the death penalty.
That's BS.
On Wednesday, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam signed a bill to officially abolish the death penalty in the state. Virginia has executed nearly 1,400 people since its days as a colony. Axios reports, only Texas has executed more people since the Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty in 1976. So... Yeah, what are your thoughts on this? Like,
abolish means to, like, take away, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I say that's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Because, like, you pretty much, like, you tell me someone killed, like, I don't know, like, 30 people or, like, with a, like, gun or something. You're going to say, yeah, that's, like, 20 years in prison.
I mean, they've had like sentences of life. If it's like that much of a what's it called? If it's that much of like a case, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, life sentence is a choice, but also like it's better than the death penalty, which is kind of bullshit.
Yeah, but still, you know damn well some people do deserve the death penalty.
People do need the death penalty. Like rapists and pedos, like
especially them, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't get like the life sentence or the death penalty, because it's just sad. It's just having them roam on Earth.
Well, it's America.
It is America. America is a place where like rapists and pedophiles get fucking let out.
Yeah,
a harsher sentence. Not a harsher sentence, a lighter sentence than a drug dealer who's trying to support his family.
Yeah.
But, whatever. Yeah. The signing is an accumulation of a years-long battle by Democrats in the state that has the second most executions in the U.S. history. So it was basically like the people, like Democrats, who said like, "Nah, this is not okay." Shit.
That's dumb.
That is dumb. Like, I'm not one to like side with anyone, but Jesus Christ, I don't side with this.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a sad case, just because. People do need a death penalty once in a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to a fun topic. Not really a fun topic, but a more not serious topic. Worthing High School worker accused of having sex with students. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Like, I know this was 3 years ago, but still, it needs to be addressed because, Jesus Christ.
You said...
That kid was gay.
You said, man had to fuck Mrs. Puff.
Right. Yeah.
Jeez, this was 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was 2 years ago. I hope the high school student is okay, though. Doesn't have any like any very problematic trauma, but so what were we talking about?
The high school kid had sex with a teacher.
Oh yeah, he did get raped.
Oh yeah, he got raped.
Yeah, but yeah, as I was saying, like yeah, hope like it doesn't evolve into like some real trauma that fucks his life for the rest of his life, but. Hey.
I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
Yeah, I'd be traumatized if I fuck Mrs. Puff if I was raped by her.
Oh, just imagine losing your virginity like that.
Hey, I mean, like if he still considers himself a virgin, if
I mean, I'll still say that's acceptable because yeah. He didn't.
Like, if somebody got raped and they say, like, they're a virgin, then, yeah, they're...
I'll accept it, but, like, Technically they're not, but, you know, still accept it.
Yeah, because it wasn't consensual, so, no.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Hey. I'd cry. Not gonna lie. Fuck that.
I mean, first I'll try like finding my way out of that because like,
yeah.
If you can get raped by something that looks like that, like,
I'm surprised the man didn't die. Like if it was cowgirl, then I'm surprised it was, like, he didn't die.
Exactly.
Poor guy, though. If you're listening to this, yeah. Poor you. Anyway, he hears a dumb thing. Let us talk at the table. Why team voices need to be heard? Remember that?
Wait, what?
Let us talk at the table. Why team voices need to be heard?
Oh, the dumb school newspaper or whatever.
Yeah,
our school says some pretty dumb stuff in the school articles or newspapers, whatever.
Yeah, it's goddamn it. Like, I don't know what is more dumber, letting teens have their voices. Letting teens have their voices heard, or teens having their voices heard.
What do you think about that?
I just think it's really dumb because no teen has like the right mental development to make a choice, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's like if It's like if a kid, like right now, like when he, right now, like 9 years old, wanted to have, wanted to be transgender, right? And then later on in life, she regrets that, like, you know?
Yeah. When I first read the title, like, Why Teens' Voices Need to Be Heard,
I just thought, that's pure bullshit.
When I first saw that, I was like, that's just like saying kids should be allowed to vote.
Exactly. Like, I feel like if kids were allowed to vote, like, there wouldn't be any, like, Trump supporters.
Yeah, because some kids, like you said, like, they just, like, hate Trump for the bandwagon and all that.
Yeah. They just hate Trump for the trend. The only reason why they like support movements and shit is because they do it for the trend, basically.
Yeah, and it's just dumb.
It is dumb, but as long as they're like supporting it, though.
I mean, I still find it dumb because, like, if you don't really know like too much stuff about politics or anything like that, like, don't even bother saying anything about it.
I know. If you're under 18, like, just arguing people with politics, just don't.
Like, just please shut up.
Like, you don't know what you're talking about. You need just, instead of thinking about human rights and about, like, how you're gonna die if you don't do something, just come on, stop. Get your head out of the gutter. Do some fun stuff. Play with the swing. I don't know. Flashlight, dildo, whatever. I don't know. But, come on. I feel like that's everything is getting political now. Like, there's nothing like you can talk about that's not political. Like, there's obviously some exceptions, but...
Yeah.
It's just too political at this point. But yeah, let's move on to a funner topic. Catholic student suspended after principal discovers her OnlyFans.
How did he discover?
I don't know. I don't know, but Jesus Christ! Like, you already saw this. We already discussed this on the last episode, right? They're like another, like, the mom's students. No, not the mom's students. The mom's kids. No. The kid's mom had an OnlyFans and the kids were suspended. Well, this one is an actual student. Not a mom.
Still bad, though, because Catholic student.
I know. Yeah. As you said, I'm still concerned on how they'd be finding out.
Yeah. It's just like, how? Like, if they're not famous enough to like be like a celebrity or anything, like how did they even discover their OnlyFans?
I don't know. It's probably because everything has been like so social media like. You know?
Yeah.
Like at a job interview, like they review like your Twitter, your Facebook, or anything like that. You probably put that on your Instagram bio or something like that.
Probably.
I don't know, but it's. Why?
Just sad how this generation starting to turn to OnlyFans as a job.
I mean, it is a job. It is a job, just.
It's just terrible, like.
I know. I mean, you got to bear with the consequences of a job, so.
They're just like TikTokers. They're just not talented enough to like get a proper job, you know?
Yeah. And some are smart though, like Belle Delphine.
Whatever happened to her?
She almost got canceled.
Almost.
Yeah, because like she did a whole role play of like BDSM and rape. So yeah. Obviously that's gonna be a touchy topic, but she tried to appeal with the, for the whole, I don't know. I don't know what she tried to appeal to, but it was obviously dumb and she almost got canceled over it, so.
Almost.
Yeah. But yeah, those things. Some are smart because some of them just don't even post anything sexual or anything like that. They just post like Minecraft Let's Plays. That's not even a joke, by the
I mean, as long as you get paid.
Yeah, I want to do that shit one day. Like, they just tease everybody and just do paying people to watch on Minecraft Let's Plays. It's honestly good though, but whatever. Anyway, let's move on to the horrific topic. So, to the people who know Prank Invasion, right? I think you know what I'm going to talk about. Apparently, he likes to fuck his sister. Apparently. He
Apparently.
did it 2 times. Seriously, look. He did it 2 times. I only watched the first one to like to see if it was like if it was like his sister, so I didn't bother to watch the second one.
Is it actually though?
Like there is some proof that yes, it is. Because in the middle of the fucking video, one of them said that like, wait, dad is calling.
I mean, it can be a skit or like fake, you know.
Yeah, I hope it comes to that, but
Hopefully, it is script.
hopefully it is a skit, because or else like he might get arrested. Because isn't that illegal? Incest is illegal.
I don't know about that, but all I know is that like you can't get married, like you know,
Yeah.
and like you can't have a child or else you'll be like you know retarded.
Yeah.
It'll be you.
I mean,
It'll be retarded.
yeah, I know. Nah, fuck you.
Just said, yeah.
Nah, I just wasn't thinking. But either way, though. I don't know why, but I just thought it was illegal. Like incest.
Mean, I don't know if it's like illegal, like enough for you to like go to jail, but All I know is that, like, you're not allowed to get married and, like, have kids because that would just, like, mess up, like, the kid and all that, you know?
I think that is legal, huh? No.
Let me search
it up. I know I read somewhere that, like, said it was legal. But I remember. Hold on, I gotta search it up. Sorry, fact checking here. Hold up. Is incest... a crime? Sexual relations between family members who are not spouses, formerly known as incest, is illegal across the U.S. because of the harm that it can cause to family relationships. Incest can often be charged as a violation of different laws, such as child abuse, child molestation, rape, or statutory rape.
The hell is that?
Statutory rape is basically like if you're, what's it called? If a child, even though if a child consented to you fucking it, it's yeah.
Hmm.
It basically like if a man and a little child has sex, basically, even though the little child consented to it. That's basically what it is. Statutory rape. Yeah. Okay, so what states can you marry your sister? Okay, Alabama, yes.
Wait, you actually can?
What?
Wait, is that, like, you actually can?
I think so. First cousin marriage allowed.
That's still weird.
That is weird. And then it said sexual relationships or cohabitation allowed. Yes. Same with Alaska. Arkansas is a little what's it called? It's a little not okay with it. You can't marry your cousin, but you can have sex with your cousin.
That's still bad.
I know. Yeah, so yeah, I was right. Sexual relationships between your family members, yeah, is illegal.
Oh.
So I don't know how he didn't get arrested. So it was probably a skit.
I mean, you might never know.
I mean, I hope it's not, but at the same time, I do. Because he could just get arrested.
And the fact that the second one got like 4.5 more million views than the first one.
Oh no. What do you mean four more is it's
more,
like
four and a half
more. No, it's like six million more. 6 million more
than the first one. I don't know, it's 5.5 million more.
Yeah. That's still a lot. I feel like he just posts that to, what's it called? To attract the pubescent teens.
Yeah.
Where you start masturbating, but you don't know what porn is, so... Have you ever went through that phase?
What phase?
The prepubescent phase.
What's that again?
It's when like you're watching YouTube like kissing pranks because you don't know what porn is.
I've never watched those.
Me either.
Probably because I just thought it's just like weird and dumb.
I just search up boobies on Google. That's all it is.
That's what real men do.
Yeah. Fun fact. Markiplier got me into porn.
What?
You know who Markiplier is, right?
Yeah, but how?
So I was like, so I was watching one of the videos, right? And like, I was watching one of the videos, and don't worry, it was nothing gay, by the way. I think it was 420 mode in Final Fantasy 4. I was watching that, and every time he put the code, he would say boop 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 boobs and shit. I was like, boobs. And every time he said it, like, I need boobs. And that's how I started searching up boobs on Google.
And when was that?
I don't know, around the fourth grade.
Jeez. I was expecting like sixth or fifth, but fourth.
I don't know. I had a weird childhood, man. And I don't want to get into what we talked about yesterday.
That was like, what, 2 days ago, I think?
Yeah.
How did you not know, bro? Realize.
I didn't, like, I've never thought about it until, like, you started. Also, for those of you who don't know, which is everybody, because nobody knows our, nobody reads our DMs, but we played the Hot Ones games, the Truth or Dab, the game, and there was a question, like, how you lost your virginity, and there was the one question, and, man.
The fact that like you just never
and then I never questioned it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone even listens to the podcast.
But I still don't want to say it. Just in case.
Yeah.
I still don't want to say. But yeah, it never crossed my mind.
I'm just like, I don't know, I feel like you were lying about that, because there's no way that's like, that can happen.
I swear, like, that never crossed my mind.
I don't know, I just don't believe that.
I swear, on my life, like, that never crossed my mind.
Was it true, though?
Yeah, because I remember vividly.
Jeez.
Like, we were in a toy, tent thing. I don't know. But I've never thought of it, and I never thought about it until now. Like, seriously, like, when you told me, when you told, like, when the fucking question arise, right? I never thought about that.
Like, it just all started adding up and making sense.
If it's like, yeah, if I just discovered that like the Matrix is real,
yeah.
Oh, man, I fucking hate my life now.
Hey, I mean, at least not that many people know about it.
Yeah, only the people like I really trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. God damn it. At the same time, like, I wish I didn't know it.
I don't think you should have said anything. If I'm gonna be honest.
Everything should. Like, I mean, if I wouldn't have answered the question, not take a dab, but then, yeah, I kind of had to. But at the same time.
You should have just taken a dab.
Well, okay. I should have.
You ruined your whole life just answering the question.
Fuck.
I actually wouldn't have said anything if you haven't said some other detail that just made me start thinking about it.
Wait, didn't you ask? Oh, never mind. I don't want to say. I'll tell you later, but yeah. But, All right. Well, what's in the topic? Spit on it.
Cameraman out of pocket.
I was gonna tell you that with the chicken strips, but no. Also, we bought like two chicken strips, two boxes of chicken strips.
It was six in total.
Yeah. So, and they're like big, so we could just take chunks and just dab it. So, and also hot ones. Not to offend you, but your sauce, I don't know why, but it just, I don't like it.
The flavor is horrendous.
I don't like it. I don't like the flavor. I don't know why you said it was delicious.
It wasn't even that spicy either.
No, it wasn't that spicy until we had a big ass dab.
Nah, for me, it wasn't that. What the hell was that?
I dropped with something. Hold up. But go ahead.
The sauce wasn't that spicy, but like if you pour like a lot, then it is the second time. But the first time, it's not.
Yeah, the first one was not that bad, but until we said it, she's like I had to spit my ashes out like multiple times.
I did. I took it like a champ.
I had to spit it out.
You had a drink as well. I didn't.
I know. At least it wasn't as bad as the end sauce, which is more horrendous because first of all, like if I had to compare the taste in between the sauce, the hot one sauce and the end sauce was worse. It just had a horrible, horrific aftertaste.
I still want to try it.
I know.
I don't think it's gonna be that bad.
Like, seriously, like, I was crying until, like, so, yeah, I was just crying.
I remember that you came in homeroom in the morning, you were crying, your face was red.
Yeah.
And you said you only had, like, one small drop.
Yeah, exactly. And with that, with the truth or dab thing, like, we had, like, a whole, we had to, like, dump a lot of it. Not a lot of it, but, like a whole ass two dabs.
Yeah.
I had to really get a fat and a taste.
And then the wind kind of messed me up and kind of made me just like inhale it, and the hot sauce just went to my throat, and that was a terrible experience.
Yeah, that happened to me instantly.
It did.
Look, when I took that big ass dab.
Yeah.
Like I was sitting on the opposite side where like where that wind is blowing me in the face. So
it wasn't until like that big stroke of wind hit. You remember when the cards went flying?
Yeah. The bag just disappeared.
And the box just flew away.
The cards were about to flee, but nah.
Yeah, I was the one holding the cars back because there was, like, nothing else to do. Because there was, like, the wind wouldn't stop coming.
Yeah, I know. That was a fun day, though, because...
Oh, man. I'm still disappointed in the hot sauce.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was going to be, like, as spicy as the end sauce, but no.
Because this is, like, what, 2 million Scoville?
Yeah, 2 million Scoville. And it wasn't as bad as I thought. Like, I thought it was going to send me crying, like, in like, the same hot sauce that I had.
Yeah, I wasn't crying. It was just until, like, it just went to my throat and just, like, stayed there.
I know. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
Especially the taste. Sean Evans, like, if you're listening to this, like, you're probably not, but I don't like your sauce.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, respectfully. The sauce is okay. Like, if I had to like rank it, like in and sauce versus the truth or dab sauce, it's okay. But hey, at least I told the truth.
Yeah,
I was in line.
The pop quizzes were just terrible.
I know, it was like the most trivial shit.
Also,
I can ask you a pop quiz now. What were you about to say?
Oh yeah, I didn't even know Alaska had volcanoes.
Me either. So we're on the same page on that, because okay, pop quiz. Where in the world's largest desert?
Antarctica.
Yeah. Which continent is Iceland a part of?
Shit, I forgot. Europe?
Yeah. Which country is both an island and a continent?
Australia.
Yeah.
Cool.
Damn, you still remember that. I'm surprised.
Yeah, my memory's starting to get better again.
Let's go. I need to shuffle them again. Because apparently I don't know why. Like, these are full of pop quizzes and roasts.
Was that all of the cards, or was there, like, more in the box?
No, there was, like, a shit ton more. We just didn't take it out because... Yeah, there's a pack that we didn't open.
Damn.
Yeah.
The fact that we needed, like, three or more people.
I mean, half the time we took a break of just, and then we just decided to answer the questions.
And then we stopped doing the pop quizzes because we didn't even get all three right.
Yeah, we just the pop quizzes were just like the most the shittiest thing ever, because we never got one right. Like, it's the things that we don't know the most.
We at least got, like, at least one right, then the other two were wrong.
I know. If it just boiled down to, like, just having one right, then we wouldn't have skipped the pop quizzes.
Yeah.
Because the pop quizzes are fucking horrible. But whatever, though, because it's all right. Because every time we did a rule where, like, if we got a pop quiz... We switched that with a 1-up card. The 1-up cards are fun, so yeah.
Because everyone has to answer it.
Yeah. We didn't play it right though, because everybody had to answer it right. Yeah. But we have to, like, the person with the lamest answer have to fucking take a dab, and none of us did that.
Then we play, like, whoever didn't want to answer it just took it.
Yeah. And that's why I said that story. That's why I told you a story of that time.
You told me, like, so many stories, I don't even remember which one is that time.
the one that you're still disturbed by.
Yeah, I still don't believe that.
Well, thank God.
Well, I mean, hey, like, you learn something new every day.
I didn't want to learn that, though.
Hey, at least you have more knowledge.
More knowledge that will scar me. And now, should I open the other packs or not?
If you want.
I'll do it after the podcast. Oh, I also bought JoJo manga. With the Hot Ones game.
Wait, didn't you say you bought it in Barnes and Nobles?
Yeah, I bought the Hot Ones games in Barnes and Nobles.
How much was it, you said?
I spent like about 50.
50?
Yeah.
Oh, on the manga too.
Yeah, the manga. Not only the Hot Ones game. Come on, call you bitch. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. It was cool though, because I don't know. But it was cool though. It was cool. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, I don't know why I just bought JoJo manga, because even though I watched the full thing, like all parts, I don't know why I fucking bought them. Collector's item, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I also have the 7 Dragon Balls. I don't know if I showed you, but yeah. I have 7 Dragon Balls. I think it's 7, right? I gotta count the last one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait, what the fuck? Oh, there it is. Okay. So hold up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, it's 7. Have you ever watched Dragon Ball Z?
Nah. Isn't it like a couple hundred episodes? Like hundreds?
Yeah, like a hundred hundreds.
Yeah, I don't got time for that.
Yeah. I watched some of it as a kid, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because my dad used to put it on, so. I feel like my dad was a weeb. But I'm not getting into that. But yeah, it's 7... Did I ever show you them?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm gonna show you after the podcast then. Also, have you ever had an interesting story at a fair?
Nah. I don't think so. Have you?
No. The only thing I can remember is that some kid shit his pants at a fair.
Why was he like scared to go on a ride, or was it during a ride?
I think it was during a ride, but I just remember just looking back, just looking and like, I swear, like I remember a fucking police officer or someone, right, and just taking down a kid with shit in his pants.
You remember what ride it was?
I don't know. I forgot. All I know is I go spinny spinny and it goes fast. Fucking Christ, my phone can't keep still. But yeah. Remember the time when you got the wrong keys?
Oh yeah. Cause I couldn't find my keys. So, because the rest were like the car keys and all that, and I don't want to carry all that like in my pocket. So I'm like, I found like this small hook, is like 4 keys. I'm like, man, there's a chance that one of these 4 keys can be the keys for the house. So I just took them.
And none of them were the keys?
No.
That's hella bad luck.
Hey, I mean, at least someone was home.
And at least, yeah, that's what saved you.
Yeah.
Because if someone wasn't home, you would probably be locked out of your house.
I mean, I was, if I was locked outside, then I would have had to wait like 30 minutes.
Hey, at least though. I mean, then you weren't that screwed.
No. Even if I couldn't find my keys and if I was home alone, I actually would have tried to find them. So I would have been late. You would have been there just waiting. And since you don't have service, there was no way of me telling you. So, like, you would just, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I still don't, oh, yeah, I know why. I was about to say, I still don't know why I don't buy service, but then I realized, oh, yeah.
Why?
I have, the only thing I use service for is just music, and I have Spotify Premium, so.
There's no point in you having it.
Yeah.
I mean, what if you're somewhere by yourself and, like, there's an emergency? Like, what are you going to do?
Call 911.
How? You don't got service.
No, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
What if you need to call, like, your mom or someone?
I don't know. I'm fucked. Also, remember this bitch-ass card? List three things you dislike about your boss. If you don't have a boss, then take a dab in your own arm.
Oh, yeah, put a card on you.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, at least you did it in your own honor.
At least, but it wasn't fun.
Hey, the hot sauce wasn't that bad.
I know, but still. I still didn't want to. And I think, okay. So, the truth or dab, the game. I'm going to ask you some questions out of the truth or dab game because I feel like it. Ah, fuck the pop quiz. Got pop quiz. Alright. No, I don't want to do this question again. Okay. I'm a shuffle up, right?
Yeah.
And then okay. BFF trivia. List each player's middle name.
Wait, what?
List each player's middle name.
Oh, I have to say that?
Yeah.
Do you have a middle name?
Yeah.
Shit. See, I think I know, but at the same time, I don't know if I'm just.
It starts with J.
J.
Yeah.
Your middle name.
Yes, my middle name. Jay.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, so it starts with a J.
I'm gonna have to take a guess.
Alright. Here's a hint. He's cracked at Fortnite.
Justin?
My friend? Yeah. My middle name is Justin.
Jeez, I, I, th- I didn't even know that. I mean, I knew the other two, but I didn't even know about the J, Justin.
Yeah, Justin, yeah. Like, my friends didn't believe it. I don't know why.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe you either.
Like, I have my birth certificate. I'll prove it right now.
All right, I'm gonna be honest with you.